Good morning, Morning Star travelers. This is a new episode to be testing. I haven't been on for a while, so I need to refresh myself. So here's a little opening. Some music. Well, that is some music by my sister, their group is called the Brombies, just like it sounds, brombies.com. So today we're going to reintegrate some of the things that we have discussed before. The main issue is that we're organized here to have a prayer meeting, but people do not understand how to pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but we know one thing for sure, that we cannot defeat the enemy from the ground up. We have to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above the principalities and powers and mights and dominions that are raining destruction and defeat down on the humans on the earth. This multidimensional concept, you can study it for yourself in the first chapter of Job. However, since that analogy was presented to us, naturally it has changed, and Ephesians has an update on our authority over the enemy who used to practice the warfare that he accomplished in Job. So since Job, the multidimensional warfare that goes on, has been given us the authority, the enemy does no longer have the authority to come into your life and just begin to destroy you unless you allow it. So you have to come to grips with the reality of what happened 2,000 years ago and who was given dominion. We were given the dominion, but that's no good unless you take authority over the enemy, unless you just come in and take authority over your position in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Unless you determine to do something other than just, you know, mentally assent to all of this. And this is what Ephesians 2:6 says, and he has raised us up together. He has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and the power and might and domain and every name that is named in this world and that which is to come. He has put all things under our feet and given him to be the head over all things, which is his body, which we are, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So when we come together to pray, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In this multidimensional concept here, there is God, who's above all and in us all. Then there's the church, us, in heavenly places. Then there are the principalities of the air, these principalities that are waging war with those on the earth. They're under us. And then there's the earth. So you see, it would do you no good at all to be on the earth thinking that you are praying from the earth up, trying to defeat an enemy who has authority over you in that position. You have to rise up and get into your place in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, realizing who you are and where you are, and begin to pray from that position down through his camp, scattering his ranks, and just fleeing taking authority over the enemy, because it says as you resist the devil, he will flee. He'll flee seven ways when you're praying from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So this is something that, of course, we all do by faith. We do it by faith. We take our authority in heavenly places and sit there and pray down deliverance on the earth by faith. By faith that that's our position. I mean, you know, Jesus became our great intercessor, and we're called to intercede for others, and there's not any way that we can help others by trying to do it from the ground up. That's a carnal position, and there's no authority in it. So when we come together, we're coming together seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above the enemy. So what would you like to pray about today? I just want to pray for this one friend of mine, and then what I'm going to do is set up a schedule to have a prayer meeting at a certain time so that you can all join me. So today I want to pray for a friend of mine called Maggie, who God is blessing her and opening her understanding in the Word. And she needs prayer to be totally healed and made whole from something that's come on her, an unclean spirit called leukemia. So let us all come together and agree that by His stripes, she was healed. 2,000 years ago, the Word of God tells us that Jesus paid the He took the curse, which was all diseases that are ever going to occur, past, present, and future. Jesus absorbed them, took them away, and destroyed them. He became a curse so that by His stripes we could become healed. So we want to enforce this healing. We want to assist Maggie in this by faith, in her being restored and made whole. I guess I should read you some healing scriptures. So let me find my healing scriptures so we can read some of those. If I would quit putting them in my front of my face. It says in Isaiah 53:5, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. That covers it all, spirit, soul, and body, right there, in there, because the chastisement of our peace has to do with mental things. So anything, spirit, soul, and body, Jesus took it, and by His stripes we are healed, spirit, soul, and body. And in Matthew 8:17, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and He bore our sicknesses. So the Word of God also tells us in Proverbs 4:22 that the Word of God, we're to keep our eyes on the Word of God. Let them not depart from our eyes, for we should keep them in the midst of our heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all our flesh. The Word of God is medicine. So let us just come boldly now to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in time of need, and to ask the Lord, with the assistance of the Holy Ghost, to just restore health and comfort unto Maggie. Heavenly Father, we just come boldly now, as You've told us to the throne of grace, to find mercy and grace in time of need for our sister Maggie. So, Lord, we just lift her up to Your throne, and we just ask for Your Holy Spirit to come alongside and just continue to minister that grace into her life. We just ask You to strengthen her spirit, soul, and body, and just equip her, day by day as you renew her and transform her and resurrect her in newness of life. We're agreeing that she has life and life more abundantly, and that by your stripes she was already healed. We see this affliction nailed back on the cross where it was paid for 2,000 years ago. And so we expose the lies of the devil, and we just enforce the victory of the cross over Maggie's life. We hold up her hands and we just agree that you are bringing her to a new place of faith, that you are moving her to higher ground in the spirit, and that she will look back down on this time as a place of where you brought her before the presence of her enemies and moved her through the valley of death to the mountain of resurrection, transformation. So we thank you, Father God, that your word is true and that the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is quickening her by that same spirit day by day. Day by day, she's being restored and transformed, and we agree and see her made whole. And so we thank you, Lord, for your word that you promised to watch over to perform. We agree that it's being performed and that you are true. You're a man of your word. So you are watching over that word to perform it in her life. And we want to see it made manifest, and we just stand by faith that it is accomplished and it is finished, since it was finished 2,000 years ago. And we all agree, and everyone said, amen. So, hey, let me play you a new song. Okay, let's see if I can make it happen. Uh-oh. All right. Morning Star Prayer Partners, for agreeing with me. Today I'll keep you posted on Maggie's transformation, and we'll all get together soon. If you need prayer, go to morning-star.com and contact us there on the prayer request form. We do prayer by phone, email, iChat, Skype, whatever you need. And you can leave us a message and we'll respond, and God will answer your prayer requests. So, let me turn this down. Go with God, and remember when you pray to pray from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's all for now. Bye-bye.